Hey guys, welcome
to
the Blind Wave Podcast.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
Today is the last one before WaveCon.
Yep.
We won't be having one next week, so sorry
about
that.
No.
Sorry.
We'll be in Columbus.
Sorry, the lighting's weird, too. Sorry.
Lighting's fine.
Lighting
I'm pale.
Is not good at all. Mm-hmm. I never complain about lighting.
It doesn't look as bad. Because you're wearing a white shirt.
Close that dryer door, Aaron. Eric.
It contrasts with your skin on a better level.
Ha ha! I'm not a spout. Eric even moved. Usually when he moves, I'm like, shit!
Is that any better? You're just super white.
I'm
just Calvin.
I've always been super white.
Calvin is very white.
Have you seen him dance?
It's true.
Have you seen me dance?
Yeah, but yours isn't a white dance. Yours is just sad.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing?
So
what
we
wanted,
slightly
okay?
Better.
Hello, crew of Blind Wave. Hello, viewers of Blind Wave.
Hello.
Ah, we're so
not
dark.
That dark.
You want that?
No.
That's
that good?
Worse.
It's worse. You're making it worse.
Yes, it is.
For our viewers that can't
see.
It's
like green.
For the Hulk.
It's like a green tent.
It's you.
Maybe it's because
we should have a dancing stream. I don't know. Probably not.
This is the dancing stream.
Who would win the dance stream?
Blind Wave dances on Twitch stream.
You need another syllable.
I needed a good one in there. Like, the dancing stream was good, but...
You can't just rhyme stream with stream either.
Huh?
You need another word.
Stream, screen, steam.
I think we would all lose equally.
Would we?
I'd lose worse.
That sounds about right.
I need to pack for WaveCon. Anyone here
too.
Packed for WaveCon?
Nope.
I'm washing for
Eric,
WaveCon.
The bag of laundry that you still need to wash does not count as packed for WaveCon.
Shane, hold it further away from the mic.
You just pick it up and go.
I had to rent a U-Haul just for board games.
I believe it.
Jeez.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Shane.
I said would you really? I thought you said I would have to.
Rent. Actually, I should have rented a U-Haul, and then I could have brought the pinball table.
When you rent,
Rick, there's a pinball.
We need a tractor trailer, like a semi-trailer,
and
like Rock does.
Rick, you don't need no pinball
table.
And
a hollow workout equipment.
You don't need no pinball table. They got pinball tables there.
Oh yeah, they do. Never mind. I'm good. So happy.
What?
I know you're thinking.
So I'm gonna
Hitch.
Do.
Yeah, Hitch. You're thinking of Hitch.
They need no food.
They got
food there.
Yeah.
Don't make no pizza.
They say you don't need no pizza.
All right, so we'll have to end a little early today.
Yes.
Because we still have some reactions to do.
But we didn't want to cancel the podcast. I had a lot of people yesterday on mine being like, are you guys going to have a podcast tomorrow? And I was like, we're hoping.
Yeah,
maybe,
we're trying. We got to do a lot of work before we take our work trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vacation.
We have a really fun surprise for you guys in the theme of a board game. A game show.
It's in
a
fucking
up.
Title. Not really a surprise.
It's a surprise.
You've ruined the surprise, Rick.
So it'll be a lot of fun. Be sure to stick
Venom
around.
Venom trailer. I didn't know there was a Venom trailer, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, wow.
So does anyone have anything from the past week that they want to bring up that's particularly exciting?
I did.
Aaron's in the 200-pound club.
But I forget what it was.
Well done, Aaron.
That was true,
Aaron
too.
Squatted 200 pounds yesterday.
Nice.
Did. I went up like 10 pounds.
Went up 10 pounds.
It was weird because I was like, we do the three sets of five, and on my third, before my third set, after doing two, I'm like, Shane, I don't think I'm going to struggle in this last set.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, really? I'm like, no, yeah, just it feels easy. He's like, add 5 pounds. So I added five more pounds. What happened?
Oh.
It's all black.
I was going to say, I guess it's a good time for this. But
no. Oh. What the?
That'll make more sense later.
Jeez.
That's funny.
So there's that one.
Should have made the hamstring stick out a little
more. Top few more.
When Eric has lost enough weight for you to be
classed as the fat shirt wearer.
Oh, man.
That hasn't happened yet.
Training to be a Pokemon master is harder than you think.
Yeah. But I'm getting jacked, so.
In goals wants to look good in that arrow costume.
Yep.
When you're worried the Bob is stealing your wife.
Yeah, that happened a long time ago.
Not the gym he was expecting.
That's
pretty good. Probably
I
my
like
favorite.
That one. Pokemon
like
gym.
Yeah. I like
nice.
That.
So well done, guys. That
I
was on
start,
our...
I can start wearing my Bulbasaur shirt that says, meet me at the gym.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it might actually be like, it works.
Yeah.
Yep.
Might
That's
actually
funny.
Make sense.
That was kind of a high point for me, Aaron squatting 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Finally. So that's good. That's kind of a high point of my week.
Very cool.
And I'm just lifting so much fucking weight. But I'm not as strong as I was, so that's kind of disappointing. But we'll get there.
We will get there, and maybe we'll be able to work out with some people at WaveCon.
Yep.
As well.
Maybe. Yep.
Maybe I'll run a DDP yoga thing.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. We need Dan P there to show us how to work out.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Anything?
Curls for the girls.
I'll be going out to a lot of awesome restaurants at WaveCon. You guys should come with that. Come do that.
Going to lots of restaurants.
Yeah. Lots of food.
Yeah, I won't be at WaveCon.
A bunch of mums.
Tomorrow. I'll be there probably Saturday or maybe like late Friday if I go up late Friday. Oh. But Leon has a play. It's his opening night, so I won't be there.
You'll be late. You'll be a little late, but you were a little late last time too.
That's because of Melanie. I thought I was taking her up there with me, and then she started like dyeing her hair. I'm like, hey, you ready to go? She's like, okay, hang on 1 second. And the next thing I know, she's dyeing her hair, getting in the shower, doing all this stuff. And I'm like,
man,
what?
That's like two hours.
I got up there, you guys did the boop a beepo thing, and I missed the Pope.
It wasn't that exciting.
You know,
it was pretty creepy.
Another high point of my week was definitely Mission Impossible.
Sure.
That was a fun movie.
Looking up.
Great movie.
All the fun stuff was actually looking up the stuff of how it was made.
I saw some of the stuff. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, are you going
to... The reverence for Tom Cruise, just how great he is.
Are you going to risk it all and check out any Arby's while you're up there?
I mean, I've driven by some Arby's in Columbus, but I have not set foot yet on the premises. And I probably will continue that tradition.
Is that a tradition or just a precaution?
We should just
tradition.
You just push you, like put you in the car. Yeah. We're driving. It's like, hey, no! You're freaking out. It'd be great.
Yeah. Ain't gonna happen.
Oh, we stuff you in a trunk.
What is that noise?
You won't find a
That's
big
the dryer. Can we turn the dryer?
Pause the dryer.
Well, I said to close the door.
Well, no. I did. Open the door.
No.
Gotta open the door.
Sorry, Eric. I was gonna get up. And then you like budged. I was like, "Oh, he's gonna get it." Okay.
Avoiding Arby's is actually what's gonna be. It's gonna kill Eric.
Yeah, he's gonna.
Arby's is gonna be linked to us somehow.
It's gonna be like a four lane that goes into an Arby's parking lot, and somehow he's gonna have to do a U-ey so he doesn't go in there, and he's gonna get T-boned.
It'd be funny if he
crushed.
Hit by an Arby's semi or something.
Just some kind of crazy thing where like his two choices are going straight or turning into Arby's. He's like, I can't go to Arby's, I'll die. So he goes straight, but that's...
He gets hit by a train at an intersection or something.
I can't quit fantasizing about my death.
It's just,
please.
Why not? Eric, you have a droplet of water in your beard right here.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You got it on him, which is a worthy revenge for how many times he spat on us.
I had something, I'm like, man, I need to talk about this on the podcast for my favorite thing of the week, and I can't, what the hell are you doing over there?
What'd you do?
Like, I just saw water pouring out of his mouth.
I just went, I get it. Okay, good, I took it.
It's actually
huge
Sprite.
Drink.
It's Sprite.
And it was just, I was looking at Aaron and just going,
that's disgusting.
Sprite with melted butter.
It's not any of that.
It's vodka.
Okay.
But I guess that's it. Yeah.
So Aaron can't remember?
I can't remember. I had a fun... You guys went to go see Mission Impossible, and I was like, no. I was doing something else. I can't remember what I was doing.
I got more birthday gifts.
You're hanging out with your family because we had a busy weekend.
Yeah, we're doing something. Me and Melanie were going to go see a movie, and then Movie Pass wasn't working, so we didn't go see a movie. We went to Arby's.
Yeah,
and
Movie
came
Pass
back home and played
They're
WoW.
Taking a hit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
They're because
a whole bunch of things.
I mean, it's one of those
things. Because
of
Mission Impossible.
Yes. Seems too good to be true.
Yeah,
and
that's why
I think it is.
Let's do it.
Kind of is.
The other thing that happened with him too is like, from what I understood, like people were using it like against what it was supposed to be used for. So like, they would somehow use it for concessions when it was supposed to be
for
the movie price. So then that caused problems for him too.
Yeah,
but I think their original idea was that it was going to try to be a low cost subscription so that many people could have a lower price to go see movies, which would up box office sales and stuff like that. But then they would also be able to sell like the information of what people are seeing and analytics and all that kind of stuff. Of what people were using, you know, they're using this app to see these movies. So they're liking these. They're avoiding this stuff. And then they're going to sell that and make money off of that. And that was going to be, I think, their main bread and butter.
Okay.
But it's also one of those things where they have a business model, kind of like how YouTube had it, where it's like, you have to just not profit for a very long time until you get the kind of base where that kind of thing can be sustainable. YouTube had Google behind them.
Yeah.
MoviePass didn't, they had backers.
I mean, technically, I don't think Amazon still makes a profit.
No, they're losing
money. They lose
money
every
right
year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amazon?
Yeah, they
lose
money every year.
They're still losing money.
I thought they just turned, right?
They might have just turned, but
for 8 or 10 years, they were straight up losing money.
I mean,
they don't make any profit.
Yeah. I know they make a lot of money. They just make a profit. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, as far as not making a profit, it means either they're breaking
even, Amazon's more expensive than Hulu,
or they're losing money.
I mean, it's not even just the subscription service. Like the entire
CEO of Amazon just increased his net worth this year by like $10 billion.
$10 billion.
Well, no wonder they're not turning a profit.
It's his fault.
He does well.
Cool about Japanese.
I get my shit. I'm good.
Like we see it up here. I get my prime. Japanese companies like all the time when they have a bad fiscal year. Like,
the CEOs take a cut.
Yeah, like a big cut. Really won't get paid. Oh, yeah. Like Satoru Iwata for Nintendo. Like when the Wii U came out, which I actually loved quite a bit, didn't sell very well. They had a really bad fiscal year. They all came out, bowed their head for 30 seconds, and didn't get paid like the whole next fiscal year. Hmm. And that's to them, that's normal.
Sure.
I caught Mew in Pokemon Go.
Oh, that's what you did.
That was one of the things I wanted to say about.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the thing, but it was the thing where I was like, I finally got it.
What part of the mythical quest were you stuck on the most?
Ghosts, maybe?
Yeah?
Like catching ghost-type Pokemon?
There's a time where I had to catch 10 ghosts, and I know it took a little while. The Ditto took a little bit of time.
You mean catching Ditto?
Yeah, I had to catch a Ditto, which I had caught Dittos before, but I never... Yeah.
I caught like two last night. One
with that quest.
Yeah.
See? With me, I just got those two, catch a Ditto and 10 ghost Pokemon. I was like, God damn. I got one Ditto like my first day of playing, you know, when I reintroduced myself, and then I haven't seen one since. I'm like, God, that sucks.
I mean, I guess it
But the day that I got those two quests, it was foggy, like in the game, when ghost Pokemon like show up a lot.
Yeah.
Right. And I caught 8 that night.
Whoa.
And then I caught a Ditto just randomly. Like, I'm going to get this one. That's a Ditto. I'm like, well, damn.
Nice.
And now I need one more, and I haven't been able to find it for 3 days. Ghost Pokemon. I haven't been able to find one for 3 days.
Yeah.
I have a great idea. They have a ghost tour in Marietta. We should do a ghost Pokemon tour.
We should.
In Marietta.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. I had someone actually messaged me and was like, hey, my wife needs ghost Pokemon. Do you know, are they spawning where? Can I go to the graveyard? Will there be more ghost Pokemon there?
Seriously, I've caught a bunch at the cemetery.
Yeah.
Typically, I don't see more there, but at nighttime, I'll see more pop at night in general.
They say it's from 8 to 8 at night is when they show up, you know, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. And then some people are saying
it's my between prime 3 and 4
a.m. it increases more, too, but there's no real testing behind
that. Oh, shit. That's true. No wonder I caught so many ghost Pokemon back then.
Mm-hmm. It was walking at night.
Yeah.
And then
back then, there was only gasoline.
Whenever the weather is foggy, they tend to show up more, too.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right, so what's this game, Rick?
All right, so
game.
Yeah, I put together a little something in like 10 minutes. It's not very.
We're very impressed, Rick. Okay, keep going.
Pretty, but
it'll do the job, I think.
Okay, we're gonna play a game.
Unfortunately, I can only have 4 video screens, so I can't put everyone in the thing. But this is basically going to be a little bit like Hollywood Squares.
Looking at all the stuff that you have up here. Patreon,
actually, let me get some music here.
Oh, music.
I was doing the music, Rick. Da 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 da. Oh. Dial's theme goes with everything, Rick.
Oh, this is Family Feud.
Yep. No.
This is Price is Right.
Price is Right,
I fucked up.
You were so damn wrong.
Price is Right,
happy. I got stuck, man, in the daytime.
It happens.
What is that?
Let me guess. This is from Sonic the Hedgehog.
No.
Shit!
So what's this game going to be about?
I know.
All right, so the way it's going to work is if you've seen Hollywood Squares before, if you haven't, I suppose, the basic idea is tic-tac-toe.
Yeah.
And Calvin is going to be playing by himself, as he normally does for most things in life.
With himself.
Yes. Tic-tac-toe, basically. And so he'll pick a square. I will play a sound effect from the 90s. It could be from a TV show, it could be from a cartoon, from a video game, from a toy.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And it might also be from the 80s, but it was stuff that all of us normal people grew up with as kids.
Sure. Okay.
Basically. Normal people.
Yeah. And so the basic idea is Calvin will pick a square, I will play the sound effect, and one of you will then give him an answer as to what that sound effect is from.
Okay.
So I don't have to make it a joke or anything, right?
They do in the show because they're clever. You don't have to.
Okay.
Damn.
Well, I mean, what's the goal?
So you can tell him whatever you want.
Get Calvin be wrong.
that's
whether
Aaron's
you tell
goal.
Him the right thing or the wrong thing, he either agrees with you or disagrees with you.
Yeah, Calvin is playing the game. We are the
hazards.
Stage hazards.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So you can either be helpful or you cannot.
You can be
hurtful.
It doesn't
matter. He has to choose if you're lying or not.
You can just straight up insult me.
There's no reason for me to help him. There's no reason, but you could help.
Well, the thing, though, is if you end up giving him, like, some sound effect happens, you're like, that's my mom. He's going to be like, well, that's not right.
Right. And then he'll get the square.
Okay.
And the basic idea is for him to get tic-tac-toe on the board.
So
I gotta be confident no matter what.
Yes, you need to be confident no matter what. Make it plausible.
And okay. The theme
so what
is,
are what are the like the places?
You ever play tic-tac-toe? It's,
well, I know, but
middle,
like
top right.
So basically, you'll say the square. So probably you'll start with Archmaster 7, the center square, who's normally the big celebrity, like Whoopi Goldberg.
Son of a bitch, Rick. What are you doing in the middle?
Or Rick.
He made the board. He can be in the center.
Rick's gonna come in at WaveCon last. Or was it?
That's why Aaron was trying to get there a day late.
I know. He did last year too.
And then if you get it right, you'll get a circle.
I had a good entrance.
If
last
you
year.
Get it wrong, you'll get an X.
And I'm playing against the X's, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if I accidentally
don't fuck it up, too bad.
Make an X, then I just
that's
I
the
lose.
Basic idea.
So if I get like top right, center, and bottom left, I can't win. Like if I get those wrong. I can't win.
Just don't trap yourself.
X will have
well,
one
I mean,
at
you
that
could
point.
Cat. You could cat.
I'm,
Cat.
Yes.
Oh,
you,
okay.
You can draw. All right. Okay.
Which so I think in that case they can do that, but then whoever has the most,
whoever
squares,
has the most squares
will be
wins.
The winner.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. So let's give this a try.
All right.
What square do you pick first, Calvin?
I will go with the big celebrity center square.
Archmaster 7.
I probably will.
So I renamed all these to just be random numbers, so I've already forgotten which ones are which.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Now don't be blurting anything out.
Right.
Let Rick and Calvin do this round.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Did you see the theme?
Okay, so Calvin, this is from an animated cartoon show from the 90s called Ren and Stimpy. You either say I agree or I disagree.
That wasn't fucking clever at all, Rick.
I'm looking at chat.
You got 5 seconds.
I'm not looking at chat. I agree.
You were wrong!
Okay.
I didn't teach you from my bunghole!
I wasn't allowed to watch Ren and Stimpy even when we had it on, like, public TV.
Does anyone else want to say what the correct answer is?
Shane doesn't know. It's Beavis and Butthead.
That's God correct.
Damn it.
Shane does not know.
Oh, my God.
Shane. That was King of the Hill.
Shane, you fool. You fool.
Yeah, we do have to watch out for
I wasn't allowed to watch that either.
For people in the chat.
King of the Hill?
But,
what?
Guys, we
Beavis
picked
and
this,
Butthead.
We picked this theme because...
I am so Calvin bad at
90s.
Calvin,
the
90s.
I don't know the 90s at all.
But well, Calvin, when
were
you
born?
What year?
He skipped the 90s. Like, I was like Encino Man.
Yeah, I know, right? What year were you born, though?
92.
92. Oh, so a kid of the 90s, but...
Kind of.
Yeah, you need to be quicker on the draw, Rick.
I mean, know.
He'd be more of an early 2000s kind of kid.
I was starting to think, like, oh, shit, what's that from? You know?
No.
That's your gotten wrong.
My button isn't working.
All right.
I wasn't looking at chat, guys.
I didn't get to test it enough.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. All right, so the center square has an X.
Oh, it's not working?
Nope.
No.
Do I have to keep score on paper?
No, I can.
Okay.
I can do a thing. I will go ahead and give the next one while I'm doing that, though. Who do you pick for the next square?
I will pick Zelda's a girl.
All right.
200.
That would
is
be
that Eric.
Eric? Here is the next one. I'll make that one a little louder. Okay.
Okay, this is a transition scene from the Wild Thornberries.
Do a barrel roll!
Shit!
Sorry,
jeez.
And then Space Bunny came out.
Ignore that one.
See, I have no reference.
I know, I love
to
it.
To believe you or disbelieve
you. Yeah, so do you
it
think
it reminded
that I
would be me lying? Of Pokemon.
Okay.
Or not Pokemon.
I'll give you a clue. I'll give you a clue.
SpongeBob is what I meant
you
to
did.
Say.
No, another clue is that I literally was singing this like an hour ago during Mailbag.
It's so catchy.
I don't know what you're singing.
You need to pay attention to me more.
You're way over there and you're deaf.
That isn't.
So do you think you believe or do you think you don't
transition
believe
scene it? From the Wild Thornberries. Which was a 90s kid show that had
Nigel Thornberry. Nigel. At least you know the meme, right?
I know the meme, you know yeah. The meme.
Hello.
I'm Nigel Thornberry.
And it had the basis from Red Hot Chili Peppers. He was the voice
really?
Of the kid. Yeah.
I know that. Yeah. Wait, the crazy little
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, that was the
that's
basis.
That's the basis.
That's Peppers, so funny. I did not know that.
Anyway,
man, he knows a lot about Wild Thornberry.
Yeah.
That's why I don't trust him.
Yeah.
Dang it.
There's an X.
Hey, there's an X.
All right. What do you think, Calvin? Right,
Calvin? You put an O or an X here.
So yes or no?
I mean, it's a 50-50 either way.
It is.
Yeah.
Fit right now.
You got to pick one.
Make a choice.
Come on. I
getting around
time. Believe it.
You believe it?
You believe it?
Rick?
I'm gullible.
You are incorrect. Yeah. It's from Blue's Clues.
Blue's
which I just
we can too?
And, yeah, it's the Skidoo theme.
Which is a transition thing, but it's because really
downstairs
like
I was going, Blue's good, dude. We can too. Because they were talking about
we just
the clues in that board game. And
yeah.
He said, you know, something could be blue. It's like Blue's Clues. Blue's good, dude. We can too. I literally did it.
Okay.
So when I heard that, I was like,
I was ignoring you though, because I was.
It was early 2000s.
Yeah.
Not
90s. I was just trying to think of something I could make up.
Yeah. All right, so that is two X's on the
man,
board.
We're winning, everybody.
Where would you like to go next?
Pick Aaron.
Pick Aaron. Which Aaron?
Aaron.
The one on the left middle, so that we can win.
Ooh, careful.
I'm going to pick.
What's this?
Sorry.
What?
You change it. Which one?
Okay. We saw that one already.
Yeah, he knows.
I'm going to do Vlogger for 400.
Vlogger.
Okay, Shane.
All right.
This is you.
All right.
He doesn't want to go.
Here we go.
Vlogger.
It started at the beginning.
Do a barrel roll. All
right, this one.
Dang, Rick.
What's Rick?
What is going
jeez.
On?
All right. This one. Here we go.
Go!
There you go.
You better be clever.
Why you little? That's it.
That's your clue. That, you had to say something. You had to say an answer.
You have to give an answer. He agrees or disagrees.
That's from the long-running show, one of the longest-running shows of all time, The Simpsons.
I believe you.
Yes. Yeah. He gets one.
I've seen 25 seasons of it.
Yeah, I knew
you.
Yeah.
Like the only things in the 90s he's watched.
Circle.
Because I had it on DVD.
And 80s.
25 seasons of on DVD.
Because
it never had TV.
90s, 2000s, you know what I mean?
Wow. Wow.
Spanned my whole life.
Wow.
All right.
Well done.
So you got an O.
What's the next one?
In the bottom left corner.
I will do Fat Shirt for 8,000.
No, this isn't Jeopardy.
I would be broke if I did 8,000.
This is so hard. My neck is going to hurt so much after this.
How'd you mess this up?
What broke, Rick?
Everything. I was really surprised. One of the things I heard in there earlier, if it's become the question. All
right. So we are Fat Shirt.
Fat Shirt. Fat Shirt.
Here.
This is my L'Oreal
here
shirt.
Here we go.
Careful with your sounds, Rick.
This life finds a way.
So, Calvin. this is Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Yay!
You didn't get that last time.
No, I didn't.
Calvin gets the square.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Some of these are a lot harder than others.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's how everything is.
He said that I would get 10%. So.
Right now you're half and half.
Yeah.
You're at 50.
50.
50 cent. 50%.
So are you going Aaron for the win?
No.
Aaron?
No.
Because I know he's going to try and fuck me over. I will do Blar for 20.
All right. Blar for the block.
Why are you giving numbers?
Because I like saying it like that.
Here we
I
go.
Mean, you're going to have to go with Aaron to win at some point.
Is that enough? Or do you need it again?
I know exactly what it's from.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Well, you have to
you gotta tell him.
It's from the Nintendo Classic, the Nintendo 64 game Jet Force Gemini. That's co-produced from Nintendo and Rare.
I do not believe you. It's Microsoft startup sound.
Yay! You did it.
Come on. I had a PC when I was like five years old.
More specifically, Windows 95.
Yeah. My first PC operating system.
Yep.
I think it sounds like 98. Because I had a...
No, you can tell it's really low res. Windows 98 had Sound Blaster 64.
Well, you got me.
Why didn't Calvin go for the block? Well, you lost, Calvin.
Good job.
Yeah, but if I go for the block and lose, I lose.
It's true. It's risky.
Yeah.
All right, Calvin, which square next?
I will do Pokey.
Pokey.
Pokey for the win.
Isn't that the horse from Gumby?
Gonna try anyway.
All right, here we go. Obviously, that's a compilation.
Mm-hmm. It is a compilation.
Damn it.
That is a compilation of all the screams from Metal Gear Solid. It had Meryl in there. It had a guard in there. And it also had Gray Fox in there.
Can I hear it again?
Sure.
Maybe it's been too long, I just don't recognize him. Or maybe the audio quality is too high.
Maybe.
It is really loud.
Yeah.
You can hear that loud in the game.
It's gotta be loud enough for them to be able to hear it through the mics, I guess, right?
Yep.
That's true.
We have chat, My Childhood. So at least a few people know what it's from. Yes or no?
Rick, you did all this planning, you didn't put a time limit on Calvin?
For me?
So yes or no, Calvin? Aaron said Metal Gear. And you said that you wouldn't trust him at all.
Well, I remember when we were talking about this earlier.
But now he might be trying to fuck you.
Calvin's not going to trust me on if I'm going to say it right to fuck him or say it wrong to fuck him.
Either way,
Calvin,
I'm fucked.
Need your answer.
Yep.
I'll believe.
You believe?
Yeah.
Rick, is it right or wrong?
I believe.
Wrong.
Dang.
X gets the square.
And was it a block?
What is it?
I think it was actually Power Rangers.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Okay.
I think it was Kimberly and Tommy.
It was all of them, actually.
Was it each one?
Yep.
I truly thought
it starts with Jason.
It was.
That's Jason.
Yeah.
And then
Zach?
That. It might be Billy.
No, I think it's.
That's Kimberly. That's Billy.
That's Kimberly. Oh,
that's Trini. Trini.
That's Trini.
That sounds like Tommy.
Yeah.
Oop. And then that.
Damn it, you didn't have that one before.
You're repulsive.
Okay.
All right, Calvin. You can go for the win with Aaron again.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
Or, you mean you have to go with Aaron at some point, and you also have board game.
I'll do board game for pie.
Okay.
For pie.
3.14159 Okay, this is from a video game. This is for Mortal Kombat character selection. which was great. I had it for the Genesis, which had the blood code, so it was the best version.
Yeah, SNES didn't have blood.
I recognize the gong, but I've never been in a Mortal Kombat character selection menu.
Really?
No.
It's very disappointing.
Never had a console that would play it.
So you think he's telling the truth or lying?
Exactly. A B A C A B B. That's right, Adam.
So you skipped all these games and went straight to Xbox.
You went straight to PUBG.
No. No, I had an original Xbox.
He had Halo.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Have you ever
That's the only
Casino Man with Brandon Fraser?
That's the only full game or that we had for like 3 years on Xbox. All of our other games were demo
twice.
Compilations. Can I hear it again?
Kevin Kessler.
From the beginning?
Yeah.
Or in my case.
I'm deaf in this here, and that's loud.
Mm-hmm. My case is like this.
Turn down a little.
So,
you have the power.
Video
so, what do you think?
Gotta pick one.
Yep, 10 seconds.
And look at chat.
Three. I'm not.
Two.
All right, pick one. Agree.
You good? Agree.
You agree?
Yeah. Greasy one!
I almost. I haven't heard the Street Fighter character selection screen music either. So I was like, shit, is he fucking me over like this?
Maybe something similar.
Like, it could be. I don't know.
Could be okay.
I mean,
so.
it is different, but we played Mortal Kombat 10, didn't we? I don't think I did. Did we not there when we did that?
I don't think so. Right. I think the only game fighting game like that I've played would be Injustice.
Mm. I know we switched to several fighting games after I was kicking everyone's butt with Chun-Li.
I remember that clearly. Like, I can think about that. I'm like, God damn it. Fucking piss me off.
Like, let's play something else.
Okay.
Except if you're like, let's play Mario Tennis.
Wait, that was board game, not Baldi.
Right.
But I'll do Baldi next.
My bad.
Oh, you need Aaron for the win in either category.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Okay.
This was a skit from All That on Nickelodeon involving Kenan Thompson and Kel
Mitchell.
Mitchell, yes.
Yeah.
Kenan looks the same, man. Mm-hmm.
I do not agree.
Do not agree?
It's from that one show with the dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Calvin wins!
I didn't know that one.
He's a 90s kid! Yay!
Yes. A 90s right. kid for about half the time.
Rick, what are the last ones you had?
I'll play a few of these other ones.
We'll do lightning round.
We'll do lightning round.
That means fast.
Okay. Okay.
So the opposite of.
So do I have to guess them or do I have to disbelieve or believe?
What are we doing?
We'll just, whoever can shout it out first.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That was loud.
This is a serious.
AOL Instant Messenger.
Exactly.
Aim, yeah.
Oh, shit.
What?
AOL Instant Messenger.
Fuck. I remember putting Danielle Somerville's thing on notice.
We didn't have internet, so.
Dude, like, I remember when it came on.
I forgot about that shit. It was the fucking door.
Yeah. The register sound got me off guard.
Yeah,
I know what that was, but the door opening, I'm like,
the door, I
heard
that.
Yeah. If I go a little further, you'll definitely recognize.
Yeah, weird. I just like shot through the space
and
time.
From a bygone
right
era. Such a great thing to happen in high school.
It's like when
I need to get that
the ancient one.
Yeah.
It's when the ancient one pushes what's his name's astral form out of his body.
Yeah,
it's like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh
my God, they killed Kenny.
That's South
you
Park.
Bastards.
South Park.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the
Power Rangers. Yeah.
I almost said VR Troopers. I don't know
why.
VR Troopers.
No one would ever say VR. No one would ever do VR Troopers on here.
Oh, Super Nintendo.
Oh, shit.
No.
Capcom. Konami.
PlayStation. Isn't that PlayStation's
yeah.
thing?
Oh, whenever PlayStation. I win.
You said four wrong. You lose. Good day, sir.
Just say it. Scream it out.
Scream.
Lightning round,
yep,
baby.
That was the PS1 startup music.
Yeah.
Is that Simon?
Yep, Simon.
Simon, oh,
Simon
shit,
says.
I didn't get that one.
No, what?
Simon was the game with the four lights?
Yeah.
Where it'd be like, brrr, and you push, brrr,
oh.
And
like,
brrr, brrr, and brrr, brrr.
Yep.
Is that a, like an arcade game?
No, it was just it was a little portal game you get at home.
Oh.
And you, it was just a memory game.
I
you
tried never,
to remind me of those
what?
Games you get at Walmart. Like
I mean, 20 yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, they
I've
still have those
never,
things, yeah.
never
yeah.
heard of those.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just,
huh. Good pool, good pool.
Do you ever have a Bop It?
No.
Damn it.
Wow, those are cool.
I couldn't use Bop It because it says
the most
Bop It.
Yeah. The most advanced handheld
dude,
game
dude,
that
no,
we had.
It, you could have been like, that's the Twist It, a very famous game.
He was saying Nickelodeon earlier. He's like, I can't do that. It says Nickelodeon.
Well, no, I wanted you to just use
But they say Nick.
Well, there's a bunch of different versions because the same guy that did them, he did like 15 of them.
Got it.
And a lot of them is like scat music and stuff, you know? So you can kind of like, you can hear it a couple times.
All right, here's the next one.
It's a Pokeball.
It's a Pokeball.
Yeah,
it's a
okay.
Capture.
Which yeah.
they don't use for the games.
They don't.
They should.
It was
they
an
don't.
Anime?
It's from the cartoon.
Well,
yeah.
the
was it during the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Late 90s. Okay. I don't know.
Oh,
Home Improvement.
Improvement.
Yeah. Shit, yeah.
Indeed.
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Huh?
I don't want
to.
Fuck.
Shane should get this
it
one.
Sounds so familiar.
I don't know. Fucking Wishbone? I
don't it's the beginning that's familiar.
Wishbone.
Let me hear the game again.
Sounds like we're underwater.
If someone in chat gets
what
it, they win.
What is it?
I'm going to wait to see if everyone in chat gets it.
Is it from a game?
No.
Dang. TV show?
Yes.
Cartoon?
Yes.
We did it again. We heard it again.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it sounds like the it sounds like the later seasons of Ninja Turtles,
it's
like
the
in the Technodrome.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get that.
Damn.
Shane, we did that one for sure.
I thought we would too.
I should have said Ninja Turtles when
well,
you said
that.
Well,
what's funny is like,
and I figured Calvin is conditioned to just guess Ninja Turtles anyway.
Well, that is true.
It
but I'm not
later
guessing.
Seasons when they changed yard style, actually, when they adopted the red sky look that a lot of other cartoons during that time period were trying to adopt this darker red sky look, and that's when they started doing it for Technodrome.
Like
and I
Golden
watched
Hour?
The first like five seasons a bunch, but then I've only watched the latter few seasons.
When we
once.
Got to the when you said about cartoon, the very beginning reminds me of the opening theme song a bit because it kind of has that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Turtles. Yeah, it's Turtles.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles.
More Turtles?
Yeah, more Turtles.
Attacks.
Yeah.
Transformers.
Transformers.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Which
yeah.
isn't from the 90s, but...
Yeah, you cheated.
Yeah.
But I love 80s.
Had to have
it's
it.
Like late there's 80s. Some Transformers in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Had to have it.
The best one.
Should have Beast Wars.
Wars.
Shit,
best yeah.
Best
one.
What's this?
Oh,
Ninja Turtles? That sounds like...
No, it's, Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
Oh.
Swing.
I've
Swing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was Dana Carey.
Yep.
Yeah.
The voice reminded me of one of the Turtles voices from the 90s movie.
Swing.
Not the swing part, but like there's the conversation
sure, no, I
part.
Sure, I get you. I imagine Turtles doing that.
Swing,
though.
Swing.
They did do it, I think, at one point.
What is a man?
A miserable pile of secrets.
A pile of secrets. But enough talk. How about you?
I don't know what it's from.
That's Dracula?
Yeah.
Yes.
From Castlevania Symphony of the Night?
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed it is.
Sneaking a Rick Asm in there.
I heard that quote a million times, but not ever that.
I don't know.
Oh, love it.
I knew what it was. I liked quoting it.
I have one more.
But I didn't want to tell anybody else.
Which I accidentally deleted.
Thanks
but
to
is,
Adam.
Is
you're
actually
in chat.
What inspired this whole thing. Because I was trying to think of just like sounds that made me laugh. And this is one of them.
Olé. They left me behind. Be strong. Don't cry.
That cry.
What?
That
makes me laugh every time.
That's crying.
Bling. The bling sounds familiar.
It's mainly the laugh that should give it to you.
behind. Be strong. Don't cry.
I don't know.
What is it a cartoon?
It's no, you brought it up yesterday. I can't remember what you said it was.
It is live action.
Okay, what is it?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. That was Salem.
That's Salem.
Oh, yeah.
The kitty cat. I love Salem. They're rebooting it now.
Are they?
They're making like a darker thing.
Yeah. Oh, huh.
Well, how are you going to have Sabrina the Teenage Witch without a teenage Sabrina?
I don't know.
They also made an animated version as well.
Really?
Yeah, which I never saw. But
are they not going to use Melissa Joan Hart?
Well, she's going to be like the mentor.
The aunt.
Melissa the 40-year-old witch.
I don't know. I mean, I don't care. But
did you guys ever watch Melissa Knows It All? No? I think it was before Sabrina, and it was on Nickelodeon, and she always
Clarissa.
Clarissa knows that.
I was saying, that's not
Clarissa,
right?
A lot of people went by their own names in the old 90s.
No, I watched that.
But yeah, with the guy who put the ladder up on the window and would come in the window all the time and stuff.
Dude, that's weird. Isn't it weird how you can say one thing? I can't remember if you were just telling me about that show but didn't say the name. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? But because you said the name, like, I access a whole new part of my brain.
Yeah.
I had all these memories, you know? Yeah. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Kiernan Shipka.
What?
I don't know.
Kiernan Shipka.
Jancy just said Kiernan Shipka.
Yeah, she played the daughter of, in Mad Men.
Don Draper. Yeah.
Okay. Don Draper's daughter.
The little girl from Mad Men is playing Sabrina.
Interesting.
Okay.
That should be fun. But yeah, my daughter Evelyn's watching that show right now.
Sabrina
is amazing.
Teenage Witch.
Love that show, dude.
Yeah, I had when my kids were younger.
Every time he does
that cat
it,
was
I
so
laugh.
Damn sassy.
When my kids were younger, Leon anyway, we watched through like the first season of Digimon. Like, we're gonna watch through this, and I watched it through like every day with them. It was fun. Yep. I tried to bring back. I had a time when I had Digimon and I had a Spider-Man cartoon. I had something else, and Saturday morning I would try to make breakfast and I would make them sit in the living room and watch these cartoons.
Yeah.
So I was trying to make Saturday morning cartoon day. It doesn't exist anymore. You know, it's sad. I remember like being so excited for Saturday morning cartoons. Let's do it.
I remember I'd have to wake up before school, like super early, on one particular day a week to catch the Mega Man cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Early morning there was maybe Street Sharks or something like that. Then there was also Super Mario Brothers cartoon.
Right.
Which like was Mario Brothers 3 or whatever
Mario
it was.
It was the Legend of Zelda on a
That's
Friday.
That's the Super Show right there.
Not the Super Show. It was the,
I just,
the next
I just
one
love
they
it
had.
So much.
Oh. So it was like Mario Brothers 3.
Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, it was based off the game of that. Yep. So it was, but I used to watch
that
all the time.
They had a Zelda with that too, didn't they?
That was with Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Yeah.
Well, shit. I just remember those two guys in his outfits
or
in the beginning.
Lou Albano.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
I just remember in a Super Mario Super Show, all I had was a VHS of like two or three episodes, and then they had that fucking live action part in the beginning.
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
Hell. Remember Alf?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember Alf. Yeah,
I had an Alf doll.
So really? Did I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ate cats.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I loved him.
Yeah.
It was perfect pet for me.
And apparently the souls of all the other actors on that show as well,
right.
From what I heard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did they not go anywhere else?
Well, no, it was...
They had a tough time.
It was just like a terrible set to work on because there were all these like death traps from where the puppeteers had to work.
Uh-huh.
You know, and...
I get you.
Just stuff like that.
Yeah, they don't do a whole lot. I remember like Alf, there was...
Fraggle Rock.
There was Fraggle Rock. There was Eureka's Castle. There was...
I remember that one.
Gullah Gullah Island. There was like all these different like shows I remember watching that were like puppets or people like in costumes. And you don't really have that nowadays, it feels like. It feels like it's more just animated shows or it's live... action like kids in high school shenanigans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well,
we had Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, but that was one.
That was the
Degrassi?
OG.
Never watched Degrassi?
Yeah, I watched Degrassi too.
Degrassi was later, though.
But, like, that was in my, like...
Well, it was in Canada, and then it came here.
Oh, okay, Degrassi was a Canadian one, yeah.
Even but, in Sabrina, Salem was a puppet for most shots.
Yeah. I don't know. It just feels like more of it now is just, like, what is, The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, and there's like iCarly, and there's I don't know, The Wizards of Waverly
because
Place.
Because Jim Henson's dead.
Is that stuff still around?
All those things.
That stuff's all gone. That was like 10 years
I'm
ago.
I'm just saying, like that's like
yeah,
the
well,
same.
My kids still
I don't know what they
that
are
that
now, but like it feels like that's what it's all like the just those things anymore.
Well, my kids, my daughter watches that. They still have that kind of shit now. Like there's one where like there's this family, they're in Disney, and they're like superheroes or some shit.
Oh,
they have powers.
Huh? There's the one where it's like the bad Disney kids. like Maleficent's kids and Jafar's kids and stuff like that. I forget some high school thing.
I don't know.
What?
Jafar's kids.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, like it's like the Disney villains had kids, and this
who
is
Jafar have a kid with? He's a genie now.
I don't know how it worked. It's just I remember. Yeah,
spoilers.
It was in the 40s. You know, when that one.
I remember
he didn't have any kids.
Well, wouldn't he?
He didn't have any kids.
He occupies his high position.
Yeah, he didn't occupy anything.
The Descendants.
Tried to occupy Jasmine and
Descendants. That sounds right.
Yeah, a lot younger.
I just I don't know. I feel like 90s and especially like back then stuff. Just had more animated. I don't know. Maybe well, I'm just maybe it's just what I'm seeing more Nickelodeon and stuff.
I remember like watching the Aladdin cartoon show.
Yeah.
Hercules.
Yeah.
Where he was in school.
Timon and Pumbaa was my shit.
Timon and Pumbaa was amazing.
Timon and Pumbaa and Aladdin were so good.
They were so good.
And then
Gargoyles.
Gargoyles.
That
God.
Shit.
Rugrats.
Batman the animated series.
Jason Alexander coming to do Abysmal. You know, he's so funny.
There was Dexter's Lab. There was the animated 90s Spider-Man I love.
Hey Arnold.
X-Men. Oh. Hey Arnold.
One of the ones I downloaded that didn't play, I had a Powerpuff Girls clip.
I didn't watch that.
You had a Powerpuff
I would probably recognize the voices.
Which is what it is.
My best friend's sister used to watch it.
I'll try to find it here.
Back in the day.
The Ghostbusters cartooner. I just love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Fast as Fool said, did you ever watch the Aladdin and Hercules crossover episode?
No.
I don't remember that.
It was a crossover?
I don't know.
That would be sweet.
I don't remember that at all.
Dude, I used to love that cartoon. That cartoon had the genie who voiced the genie in the second movie, too, since Robin Williams didn't come back.
Oh, dude, animated X-Men.
So.
Yeah.
Not one I would have gotten.
Yeah, Jancy has a good point. Like, remember, you had to, like, schedule your day around television.
Oh yeah,
like it's like I can't go. Yeah. I have to stay and watch fucking Batman. You know,
yeah.
No, Batman comes on at 8.
Yeah.
Shit. It's like chicken.
Yeah,
who's gonna
Jose!
Not get up?
Here's the Powerpuff Girl one I thought I downloaded.
Yeah,
wouldn't have got that.
Uh huh.
You might want to turn that up a little. Or here, I can do it.
I turn it up.
Shit.
Jeez.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that.
I think I don't know. I'm curious if not knowing, because now I know.
Yeah.
And I hear it right away.
Sure.
But had you not said, "Oh, there's a Powerpuff Girls I want to do," would I have gotten it right off the bat? Because I do recognize the voice.
Yeah, Xena was in the '90s, so was Hercules with the live-action one. We're both in the '90s, and I watched some.
By the way, I'm pretty sure in high school I wrote a letter to a girl. And I put, what is a man but a miserable lot of secrets? Yeah, I just would always just rip off things that she wouldn't know anything about.
That's
she
funny.
Thought it was so deep and artistic.
She didn't know you were just a meme.
It wasn't a meme. It didn't exist back then, but yeah.
Oh, they did. They just didn't know they were.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like shows and stuff I used to watch as a kid. I remember watching a lot of live action stuff.
I didn't have a satellite dish until I was 14.
Maybe it's just that I don't like a lot of the animated stuff now because they have this very weird animation that I don't really care for that much.
Oh, that looks
I don't know how so much gets set these days.
That looks fantastic.
I think there were two.
Jeez.
Thank you.
There was a
thank you, Toywas.
Toywas.
Thank you, Toywas and Sonos.
And I'll check.
I didn't see anything in there.
Hey, you know.
But there's definitely desserts.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Look at
holy
this.
Crap, they sent cups.
Oh, thank God.
What?
Thank
God. You for the cups.
Thank you.
Can I have one?
Oh, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Ooh, thank you.
I'm starving.
But no, like, have you guys seen
Agent
like,
J was the other one.
Agent J and Atoyo.
Thank you so much.
Have you guys seen like the animation, like on a lot of cartoons nowadays? They just, I don't know if I like them that much. They just seem.
Some things. I mean, some things. It just depends.
I guess my best comparison would be like.
Get a piece for Rick.
Teen Titans. Teen Titans Go. It's the closest thing I think of because it was. They had two of them, and then they changed the art style.
Yeah.
And I just, a lot of things I feel like are going to that Teen Titans Go kind of look.
Fuck, yeah.
With,
so
I just,
hot.
Maybe it's I just don't like it.
So have you heard the news about that?
About what?
Teen Titans?
Teen Titans
Go. Well, they had the Teen Titans Go movie recently.
Yeah.
And but at the end, they have a teaser that's like, it's actually the Teen Titans, the original series guys. They kind of like come in at the end, they're like, guys, I think we found our way back, or something like that. So they're kind of like teasing, like, hey, if people like it.
Just
you
spoil
know.
The movie for me now.
You gonna go see it?
I wasn't gonna go see Teen
Titans. You never
go
see it.
Teen Titans Go to the movies? No, I was talking.
Once a week, I hear about how you hate that.
I saw it in theaters, and I was like, "Well, that's stupid."
From what I understand, I mean, the people that like the show, and if they don't take it very seriously, it's really funny and it's a really enjoyable show to watch. It's just not Teen Titans.
Yeah, it's not.
some other good ones. Darkwing Duck.
I'll tell you what. A modern
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck is amazing.
When there's trouble, you call DW. Darkwing Duck. Now you say those to Danger.
Look at you, bad boys. Another, a great, great modern cartoon is Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. We just talked about that.
No, the new one?
No.
The new one, yeah. I think it might be the best version.
The one that's coming out?
I mean,
No, not that one. But there's an example of the art style you're talking about.
I'm not sure exactly how old it is, but Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's one of the best cartoons I've ever seen. By and away.
Melanie's been watching.
Sometimes like cartoons are more serious and are more deep. Like, look at Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jack.
That's amazing. And then they had a, like, I guess they brought it back for a final season.
Oh, dude, I mean.
It's supposed to be, like, absolutely the most amazing thing.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't get much better than Batman Mask the Phantasm.
No, yeah.
That's fantastic. I wish. They must have canceled it because I heard about it a long time ago. The Rock as Johnny Bravo.
No!
I don't know. That'd be.
What'd you do? It wasn't cut, so I ripped.
Eric, I gotta slap you with one of these pizza now.
You can't. It's too hot.
Nope. That's the point.
Adventure Time is a very good modern cartoon. That's very true.
There's some in there.
The Justice League stuff is very good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember which one of that I've seen.
Like Unlimited?
I don't know. Mm. It's the one that we have the figures on.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's from Unlimited or from just Justice League.
I think it's Unlimited.
That's good.
And obviously,
I think the figures we have is from Unlimited.
I mean, Avatar is incredible.
It's one of the best cartoons of all time.
Yeah. It's in like a top. Like every time I look at top 100 TV shows of all time, Avatar's in there.
Yeah. Like, Avatar is always in the top 100 TV shows of all time, and then Watchmen, the graphic novel, is in the top 100 books of all time. Mm-hmm. Just a book.
Yeah.
Just a book.
Scooby-Doo Mystery Scooby-Doo. Incorporated.
Oh, the most fuck, recent yeah.
Version. Do you remember Scooby-Doo when
it's
they...
so good.
They used to have, like, the guest stars showing up. Like, they had the Globetrotters. Mm-hmm. They had... That one duo. Yeah, they had
Kiss. On.
Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, they had Abbott and Costello. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of, like, all these people they had on there, and they'd just show up. And I was like, that was so cool. I mm-hmm. love that. And it would be voiced by, like, the people that play that are those people, yeah. typically.
Well, they had Batman and Robin.
Yeah, they had a crossover with them one time. It was so cool. I loved when they did that.
They still do it now, but it's just with wrestling.
What?
Yeah, there's been two with WWE, I think.
Can they find something better?
Better? Legit.
Blindly?
Yeah.
You ever watch,
wouldn't that be crazy if we were on a Scooby-Doo episode?
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing.
It was funny. I was just saying, was it this week or last week? When I was like, Eric, go in the workout room. Go in there now. And you're like, oh, what, someone got hit me in here? What's going on?
Yeah.
And he turned around. Like, I was like, turn around. Look down the hall. Okay? And he's like, what's going on? I'm like, wouldn't this be an awesome hallway for a Scooby-Doo skit? And I just started running between all the doors.
We have a great hallway for a Scooby-Doo skit.
Yeah.
Two of the rooms have two entrances.
Yeah.
And then this room has an adjoining room.
Yeah, and then the kitchen has like...
Yeah.
Yeah, so like...
So you're just running.
I'm just running around.
Just slowly, but you were doing it.
Like, how'd you get there?
There was
like, so this was not worth the time it took to get me to this point.
There was also a Supernatural Scooby-Doo crossover.
Yes, mm-hmm. There was.
I heard about that. Didn't watch it.
Another couple mentions. Actually,
the Supernatural anime is great.
Yes. My sister's favorite, one of her favorite shows as a kid, was Invader Zim. I don't remember.
Ooh.
Know if you guys remember that one.
Yeah, and Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Mm-hmm.
They were the same person.
I never got into those.
I love that.
Oh, no.
Courage was amazing.
There's another one.
They're both really dark.
Mm-hmm. The Johnny Bravo with like the I Am Squirrel, I R Baboon, mm-hmm. and that kind of, like, I don't know. I never got into those too much either. There's like very few like Cartoon Network things that I
Ed and Eddie.
Yeah, those.
What about Disney original movies? You guys
Luck of the Irish?
Brink. Fucking
so
Brink.
Sweet, man.
I love Brink.
Must
so
have watched
scary.
That like 100 times.
We can't do.
Blank Check.
Was that a Disney original movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I had that on VHS.
I had a VHS too.
I'm quite certain Blank Check is one of the
Disney. I didn't even know
that
was a
Disney movie. Yeah, I thought that was just a masterpiece.
When I think of Disney original movies,
like, when God created the world on the seventh day, when he rested, he watched Blank Check.
I think of Blank Check, Brink, and Luck of the Irish.
I remember
Luck
of the Irish.
Luck of the Irish.
It was a basketball game. It was a basketball story thing, mm-hmm. but it was like an Irish guy and his leprechaun was like screwing with him and stuff.
Yeah, what's the one where the little kid, Frankie Muniz? He's like doing boxcar racing and he's like paralyzed.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, damn, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm hmm. Because
there's a part where the older brother says, I hate you. I wish you were dead. And I remember laughing. And then my aunt and uncle were like, why are you laughing? I'm like, that was funny.
I do remember Halloween Town.
Yeah, Halloween Town. Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Damn.
Was that one?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't.
I'm quite certain.
I disagree. I'm looking at
it. It's either ABC Family. Or it was Disney, which isn't ABC Family also owned with Disney somehow?
Now it is.
Well, now it is, yeah.
And ESPN and Fox and everything else.
They're done. No, no. They did Halloween Town. They did two sequels to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus.
Who made Hocus
Pocus? Remember Smart House?
Yeah, that had the chick we were just talking about from Futurama and...
Do you remember
Katie Seagal?
Yeah, had her in it, and she was the house.
Made with children, too, yeah.
I mean, I watched a lot of SpongeBob, too, but it's not 90s. We're talking about 90s, pretty much, right?
Mainly, yeah. Some of these movies may be 2000s.
All these movies we mentioned are 2000s.
Walt Disney Pictures.
Told you. Boom!
$28 million estimated budget and grossed around $40 million.
What does a Disney original movie mean? Not a television movie, right?
I guess.
Like, I mean, Disney does motion pictures.
I don't know if Hocus Pocus was ever in theaters.
Yeah, it grossed.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah. I think I went and saw it.
I just remember the first time I watched it was on TV. I loved it.
All right, I will... Here's a few. This one looks a little newer, but Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah.
Brink.
Oh, yeah.
Cadet Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, mate, Lizzie McGuire.
Hillary Duff.
God, I used to have the biggest crush on her, dude. She's a gorgeous woman now, too.
Mm-hmm. She's in Younger.
What?
She's in a new TV show called Younger, which I think is on, like, TV Land.
What's that about?
Oh, Younger.
I don't know. Some girls who want to be younger. I don't know what it's about. They're Melanie and DeBobo.
She still looks young. She looks good.
I don't really know what it's about. They work somewhere around a table, and then they go and meet guys or something. I don't really know.
What?
I think she's more of a supporting character of the main character.
Okay. Go on, Rick.
Camp Rock. Which has
Rock.
A sequel.
I vaguely remember that, but I remember watching it.
The Cheetah Girls.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Cheetah Girls.
The Color of Friendship.
No.
I remember that.
Cowbells.
It's basically this chick from South Africa comes to be a foreign exchange student, but she's white.
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls ain't no fucking Disney movie.
I haven't gotten into M's yet.
You're talking about a girl that came from South Africa? Didn't she live in Africa? In Mean Girls?
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Unless she lived in Africa, came, they thought that she was... Because she mistook her for this black girl that had been there for like 2 years. And she went, oh. She's like, it's me. And like, oh, okay.
I would just say Rachel McAdams, that whole movie.
The Descendants?
Oh, that's the one I was talking about with the...
which
with
also
the,
has a sequel.
The villain.
The villain.
The villain's kids.
I thought that was a TV show, not a movie. That's a movie?
Yep.
Huh.
Halloween Town, High School Musical. Johnny Tsunami.
Oh, dude.
Johnny Tsunami was the shit.
There was a sequel, too, where he snowboarded.
Yep.
Yep.
I remember those. Mm-hmm. Shit.
I thought Johnny Tsunami...
It might have been a TV show as well.
Or remember Xenon Girl of the 21st Century?
Yeah.
Pearson Storm. My God, she was a gorgeous girl.
They had a sequel for that, too.
Right? Yeah. But she played in Johnny Tsunami also as like the girlfriend.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Make my heart go boom, boom. My supernova.
Gosh, this is not a Disney original movie, but I'll tell you what I was obsessed with from like 8 to 15. A Goofy movie.
Dude, I love a Goofy movie. What's this? The name of the band?
Powerline.
Yeah.
Powerline. Yeah.
He's dancing on stage, I'm thinking, well, in high school, I'm going to do that. Because like I love Goof Troop, man. Goof Troop was my shit. You guys watch a Goof Troop when you're younger?
Yeah. No.
And that was like, it was a movie.
Yeah, and I played the game.
Yeah. Oh, the Goof Troop game is a masterpiece.
It was fun. But no, I always had an idea for a game that we could play on podcast where like we all choose like 3 questions that we're confident we can answer, but we don't think anyone else can answer. And then we go through and we draw and try to see who can get the most like questions answered right.
What was those questions?
But one of mine was always going to be like, who's the name of the...
We never used it.
One of mine was always going to be, who's the name of the band from Goof Troop? Yeah. But now I don't want to use that because Shane knew that one.
Yeah.
Goofy movie.
It's funny because another buddy of mine, apparently there's something around here called Powerline. It's like something you go to, and there's like bands and shit or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, we're going to go to Powerline. I'm like, oh, Goofy movie? He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's not that kind of guy at all. It's like, it's funny.
Leaning Tower of Cheese.
Yeah. Leaning Tower of Cheese.
I started eating canned cheese, put on crackers after that.
Because of that movie?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw the sequel, but
I know such a fatty. Like, they made him much more fat in high school.
Stand out and eye to eye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The sequel to the Goofy movie, too?
Mm-hmm.
Where did they go to
Goofy movie.
Where they go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
And they're doing, like...
That's good, but it's still pretty good.
That's not bad, yeah. You say cocaine? No, they're doing, like, Brink shit with, like, skateboarding. They're, like, doing the X Games.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff.
I have seen that one. Yeah. Okay.
And Goofy ends up being on another team.
Right.
Or something like that for a while.
Boy Meets World.
What was the skate show on Nickelodeon?
Brink?
No.
Rocket Power?
Yeah, Rocket Power.
Nickelodeon. Yeah.
Yep. I do remember that.
Somebody mentioned that in chat a little bit ago.
I was a Nick kid. I wasn't really much of a Disney kid.
I was a nothing kid.
Nickelodeon, Disney, but not so much Cartoon Network.
More like Woods and
I don't
BB
think
guns.
It's
and
actually
grass
on
stains.
This list.
What?
yeah. There's other ones like Jumpin', Kim Possible Movie, Lemonade Mouth, Motocrossed.
Motocrossed.
I don't.
Is that the boxcar one?
Mm-hmm.
What's boxcar one?
Phineas and Feb, Protection Program, The Proud Movie, Rip Girls, Smart House, The Sweet Life, Teen Beach, The 13th Year, The Wizards of Waverly Place, Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century Zombies.
Xenon the sequel too.
But the one that's not on here that I watched all the time was The Paper Brigade.
Oh, that movie was a shit, dude. Gunther?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, dude, yeah. And they
I
made
I stepped
crazy
in some Gunther. They're making fun of him.
I was going to set it down here.
What about they had the Even Stevens movie?
Sorry.
And they also had
and they all started fighting in.
They had like two movies that were remember Brotherly Love with the Joe, Matthew,
Jumping
and
Ship and Horse Sex.
That's it.
Oh man, I was obsessed with those movies, dude.
Because they had the older and younger brother in the one movie, and then they had another one where it was like those two kids came on a ship, and then their other brother was
the
driver. The
pirates
of the
are
ship.
Chasing them and shit.
Yeah, those are fun.
An Asian pirate. I loved it. Said he wasn't a samurai.
It was so good. I love those. I also enjoyed Kim Possible too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took me years and years and years and years to realize that the. Those two boys from The Sweet Life, like Zach and Cody, were the kids from Big Daddy.
Like the same
me.
Kid?
Someone told
like
me,
like
yeah.
the little kid that spits on the ground and sucks it back up?
Well,
that
they're twins. The actors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's like, for years and years and
Miracle
years.
Miracle in Lane 2.
Is that the Frankie Muniz one?
Okay.
Yeah. That and Big Fat Liar.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. They always had, like, these very good, like, meaningful kind of Disney movies.
One of those two is
before
in
Before I started hating Phil Goodery's, yes.
Yeah. They're just Phil Goodery types of movies.
They don't mean anything anymore?
No more pizza?
I don't know. Like, Blank Check. What was Blank Check's meaning? Don't. I don't know. I don't know what it means.
Be careful
cool
with your checks.
You're rich, you get to bang the hot check.
Money can't buy love.
Woman?
Does he
bang a hot girl?
He tries.
No, he's trying to. Yeah,
he
tries.
He's on dates.
He's trying to hook up with
she
like that.
She humors him because he's rich.
She's trying to hook up with like that FBI agent or whatever she is, and they go on a date.
Yep, they go in that fountain thing.
Yeah, running around doing all this stuff. I'm like, there's no way this would ever happen in real life. But as a kid, I'm like, oh yeah, I can find love too.
It still happened.
No.
There's so much meaning in this.
Yeah.
I don't know, what was Parent Trap a Disney movie? With
Lindsay Lohan? It
yeah,
was
reboot was.
From Disney, but I don't know.
I grew up on the original, actually.
That one's probably more set along with Hocus Pocus then.
Which sure. is my son, what was weird is like I actually brought him the original Parent Trap. And he's kind of not the age yet where, you know, he's like, well, I want to watch a newer shit. He's like, oh, I like the older one better. Hmm. Yeah, because it's remastered. He just couldn't really tell.
Spy Kids. Oh, yeah. I watched, like, one of those.
Speaking of maybe cartoons that had their message pushed a little too far, Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
Turned into a fucking tree.
yeah, I watched that some.
Oh.
Not a lot, though.
There was an indie wrestler by the name of Shark Boy,
Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Who dressed up like a shark, right? And for a while there, he had an amnesia and thought he was Stone Cold Steve Austin. But he's this little tiny guy, and he started trying to do all these moves and stuff. But he made millions of dollars by suing Spy Kids 3.
Really?
Because he owned the name Shark Boy.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, he never had to wrestle again.
Is Shark Boy in Spy Kids 3?
Or whichever Spy Kids that was Shark Boy. I thought it was 3, wasn't it?
I don't think it's a Spy. I think, I mean, it could have been in there.
It was in the title.
And it was a spinoff, but there is a different movie, not related to Spy Kids, I don't believe, called Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Okay.
You guys have it could be a
The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl, 3D.
Yeah, I don't think it was related to Spy Kids.
Got it.
Although there was a Spy Kids 3D.
It looks a lot like Spy Kids.
That, I think, was it the third one that had Sylvester Stallone?
It's yes.
Like, and it's like, it's so funny because there's a scene.
Sylvester Stallone's in it?
Yeah, George Clooney is like their like commanding like spy, whatever, right?
Okay.
And there's a point when like you're seeing George Clooney, he's talking. You find out that it's being digitally altered or something like that, and it's not. So you see George Clooney starting to like impersonate. So he's like, I'm going to make you guys pay for ruining me. More imprisoning me. And then it turns into Sylvester Stallone. But you see George Clooney trying to act like Stallone for a little bit. It's kind of funny.
That's funny.
It's a silly little thing.
I think I've seen that on YouTube.
You guys have like a guilty pleasure TV show?
Well, now it's Sabrina the Teenage Witch. No, I mean, I'm watching it now with Evelyn.
Oh, well.
I love it.
That's different.
Still love it.
Yeah, that's different.
Walking Dead? No.
No.
Let me see.
I'll take one of mine right now. Mine's One Tree Hill. The high school drama about brothers and basketball. They're, you know, trying to get girls and everything else. But their dad, the story is, you know, 18 years ago, this guy's senior in high school. He's like the all-state basketball player. He gets his girlfriend pregnant. Okay. But what happens is he has that kid, and then he leaves this girl and the kid, and he impregnates a new woman, marries her, and now he's successful. So he lives in this town, and the two brothers go to high school with each other, and they hate each other. And they play basketball against each other.
They know?
Yeah, but their dad is so cartoonishly evil. Like, he's trying to turn them against each other. I'm talking like crimes and stuff. Like, it's like, it's the craziest fucking thing. It's so stupid. I love it.
Huh.
Yeah. Chad Michael Murray, so handsome, man.
Oh, he's in it?
Yeah.
Mine's like Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah.
Like, something like that. Like, I never watch any reality shows or anything, but when I do, it's like when I'm watching them, I'm like, this is good. But when I end it, I'm like, I feel like I wasted my time. Like, at the end of every episode, I'm like, well, not asleep yet. Better watch the next one. Same damn episode, same damn show. But I don't know.
Is that like a cooking show?
It's the Gordon Ramsay. I love all the Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, it's Gordon Ramsay going to all these shitty restaurants and like pointing out how shitty they are and then making them better.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. The best part is actually just like people, all these terrible practices that they use, like that they don't keep their meat cooled or stored next to shit.
Or they have a broken freezer and they just go with it.
He's shaming these Americans.
And they never believe him.
Love it.
They never believe him.
No, they don't.
Expert. Knows better than they do.
Yeah.
There's always arguments. There's this one where this guy acted like he was basically like the leader of a mob, like all Italian kind of thing, but he wasn't anything. And he spent all this money from the business on himself, but he didn't spend it on like any of the business.
Yeah.
But, like, he had an awesome expensive watch, but he couldn't fix the freezer so their food could actually stay.
Yeah.
You know, like stuff like that.
Or like the owner was taking everybody's tips.
Yeah.
Because they didn't like work hard or something like that.
Yeah. Like they're just
taking their tips.
All these different things.
You
and
take
stuff.
The tips.
I enjoy Kitchen Nightmares. That and dude, the freaking, what is it? Master Chef Junior Edition? Have you seen that?
Oh my gosh, that's kids so
that
fucking
can cook
harsh.
Better. They can cook better than me. Yeah. Like, they do so many crazy, cool things.
You're like 8 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they've been as young as like 6 or 7, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Some
all
of them,
up to like
some of them actually need help lifting the pots onto the stove. They're so little.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cooking like this crazy stuff with all these.
Yeah.
It just seems negligent.
No, people that are watching them at cameras and stuff, right? No one's catching fire or dying.
I don't think they're allowed to have real scissors in schools anymore.
Well, that's because schools are silly.
Yeah, they have real sharp knives.
They can't have scissors, right?
I don't know.
Not real
there's
scissors.
A clip. I mean, I think the girl was older. I think it was like a regular show, a cooking show, like where everybody's like, there's like an audience watching these people cook or whatever. Mm-hmm. But there's this lady, this girl, she's probably like 22, 23, and she's trying to open this can. I'm not sure what it was. She's trying to open it. She can't open it. She's like crying. The timer's going down. So she runs over to the stand. She throws it to her dad.
Yeah.
Her dad gets it, and with all of his man strength, he fucking goes, pop! And he gets it, and everybody cheers. One of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
That's amazing. I love that so much.
I was just so proud of that man opening that jar.
It's like that one Olympic runner who, like, sprains something, and his
dad,
like, helps him over the finish line.
Yeah, dude, that's a good shot,
that's,
too.
That's good shit right there. That gets me going every time.
I love
watching
that, yeah. That stuff always gets me. Yeah.
Especially when it's playing that. The version I watched was playing that music.
The sad fucking music.
Sad music.
And, like,
sad music takes me out.
Tearjerker.
It's a tearjerking song.
The Chariots of Fire music or whatever.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know. I don't know the music.
Not like I Will Remember You or anything like that.
No, it's usually just like slow piano music or some kind of string music.
I really like
it shows him like crying on dad's shoulder and stuff. Man.
If I was gonna pick the only thing, the closest thing I think of did like a guilty pleasure movie, I guess would be like This Is Us, like
TV show.
I like that
movie a lot. It's a highly awarded.
Yeah, everybody loves
it.
Yeah,
a lot of people like
seen
it though. But
even like, Shade
like
that music.
Like I'm ashamed when I watch a reality show.
I'm not ashamed to watch Kitchen Nightmares because people love watching people just get yelled at.
Yeah,
but like
I just
it's
feel
a
like
very.
I got so much other shit.
It's a very
good shit I haven't watched.
It's a sad, cryy kind of TV show. It's like is a. Almost 30-year-old man's supposed to be watching this and crying and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But according to Luke Cage, yes, I am. So
yeah.
I'm good with it. Not Luke himself, but it was mentioned Luke Cage. I thought it was funny.
The only like reality thing that I watched, I've watched it all now, I need more, is the Great British Baking Show. which is so awesome because it's like the opposite of most reality things in that they're all like so nice and polite and helping each other, you know, through this competition instead of trying to stab each other in the back.
Well, it's like Duck Dynasty. That's why I always like Duck Dynasty because it didn't depend on family drama. It was just like this family that kind of got along.
You know what I used to watch when I was younger? Yeah. I blame it on my mom.
The Apprentice.
No, I never watched it.
Remember whenever we all like made fun of Donald Trump? Because he's like, look at this stupid thing that he's doing. Now he's president.
Yeah.
No, I used to watch One Life to Live. It was a soap opera.
Never heard of it.
And it was like, I want to know what happened to these characters. Oh, no, is that guy dead in that fire? You know, like that kind of stuff. It's Sweeps Week. Oh, no.
Sweeps Week.
That's when all the crazy shit happened. The mob came out or whatever, and things are going all haywire, and fires are happening. Who's dead? Who's alive? Is that person really married? You know, all these things.
There's nothing more guilty pleasure than bad wrestling. And right now, it is bad wrestling.
You mean the era right now?
Yes.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Is Pawn Stars a guilty pleasure?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the History Channel, and they just all they play is that.
I enjoyed watching that at like Radio
Rhonda
Shack.
And Grammy watched it all the time.
I just didn't know if that should be a guilty pleasure because I enjoyed watching it.
What about like Antique Roadshow?
I love
stuff
it.
Like
I
that.
Love X-Play.
X-Play's
the,
great.
X-Play. That was one of
what
the two channels.
What happened?
This wire is moving. Someone's moving it. It's like between my toes.
Aaron. It's gotta be Aaron.
It's like someone went between my toes and started going back and forth and shit. What is happening?
Doing shit.
Fastest Fool brings up a great one. Takeshi's Castle, also known to us as MXC.
That's what?
MXC?
I don't know what that is.
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
No.
You guys didn't watch that?
No.
It was a Japanese show that was dubbed in America.
Yeah, and they had those announcers that would just like, you know, here's, you know, Jimmy,
so funny.
The paper salesman, and, you know, he's a paperweight, and he'd fall and hit himself.
And they're trying to, like, hop over stones and, like, you know, there's Indiana
some
Jones
of the best,
boulders
some
coming
of
the
best
up.
Some of the Warrior stuff?
It's not nearly as hard as that.
Was it more like Guts?
No, I mean, it was a serious show in Japan.
Yeah.
And they brought it over here and had fake commentary and
like
sound
Power Rangers.
Effects.
Yeah.
Like Power Rangers.
Yeah, but it was so good.
Made for comedic purposes. It's hilarious. I highly recommend
checking it out. But the challenges themselves are real. It's just they put voices to it,
right?
You know?
But it's
so it's
like
if you took Ninja Warrior and then you took it over there and they would like put like, you know, silly
so it's
songs.
It's
like,
it's like
it's
what that
more like Wipeout than Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, it is like Wipeout.
It's like what Ozzy does, right? Is that his name on YouTube? The guy who like just voices over random things like all the damn snake gotta you know
but
like
they would actually add
what was
in
that Julie Pup that we want?
They would add in stuff like, you know, the Japanese people like, hello you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like watch this.
sounds like it's racist nowadays.
It's hilarious.
It's
I'm not saying
if it was racist, by God I'm a racist.
By God, I'm a racist.
It still holds up.
I'll die on that hill.
I'll show you a clip.
I like Dip says, yeah, we had that dubbed in Hindi. It was hilarious.
That was funny.
I imagine it being like do you guys remember Guts on Nickelodeon? Where it was like these kids would compete doing these crazy little obstacles and different things. I imagine it's like that, but with the crazy voiceover stuff.
Shit.
Fastest
Fool.
Here, I'll show you
it. It was dubbed by Craig Charles.
Clip.
Who's one of the actors from Red Dwarf.
Hmm.
I didn't know that.
Let's see.
Snoop Dogg dubbing nature videos, yeah. Snoop Dogg voiceover for nature videos.
He just watches nature videos and commentates.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He really does.
Yeah, we should
literally
play one
does.
Of, you should play one of those too, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I would love to watch that.
Yeah, okay. I'm so happy.
She's a clown shooting solar. You know what they say about clowns with big feet?
Oh my gosh!
He was very impressive in the warm-ups.
Oh God! What is he doing?
Oh God, he's still going.
Jeez.
I don't think he's feeling anything from the neck down. Here's Kenny earlier this afternoon. Just the wall first. It's pretty solid. Good thinking, Ken. Well, what a smart idea.
My homies!
Dude, I remember this.
That would be cool. That would be fun.
It's so cool.
They're pushing him out.
Hey, let me in.
Let me in. And then he trips me right here. Kenny, you don't seem to be really testing your.
Oh!
There you are. Now.
Oh, man. You know what's funny?
Oh, shit!
Hey, so good. Oh, he got bucked early. Yes, he did. Actually, that didn't count. We're going to let him get back up there. You know,
oh my God.
He is known for his unrelenting positive attitude and his fanny pack full of anal nitrates.
Anal nitrates.
Oh, he's going down. I don't think he's going down, Ken. He's going into that little used side saddle ride.
He is side saddling.
Oh, something's bothering him. Pew, pew, pew.
What the?
They just spray him down with a fire extinguisher.
He's on poop. Fire?
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny.
You know, like, I love the little voices they do for the people. Like, my homies.
Yeah.
What I have to say.
Did you hear whenever he's running? He's like, ow.
Yeah. I have to say, like, some of the game shows I've seen look superior to the
From Japan?
Yeah.
Do they just go
like, the one where he's trying to. Like, the one where he's run up the path and the boulder's coming down?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't even think they could do that here.
Yeah.
Because of safety stuff.
Dude, I watched for,
and,
like
when the guy's trying to push him out?
Yeah.
Like, I would jack him. Right. So, you know what I mean? Like,
next obstacle is a guy just push him. Get out!
Yeah. But I mean, like, and they don't know which ones they're hiding in.
Well, I feel like, in today, in America, they would say, well, you can't really put your hands on them. Like, mm-hmm. They would make all these little things.
I don't know.
But over there, they're, like, karate kicking and shit.
Dude, Japan just has... The game shows are crazy.
They
are. Oh, yeah. I love Japanese game shows.
What was that 40-minute video of those guys just trying to go up the stairs that are
covered in oil?
Yeah.
I watched the whole thing. It was like a soap opera. But the guy would almost get there.
And then he would slide down.
And take everybody down. Out. All over. And it happened 9 times.
I know.
And I was just like, God damn. You know? I should have done a reaction. I was so invested.
One of my favorites I've seen on that was, there was like a Japanese gold mine. And there's this thing of gold in this box, and it's barely enough for you to put, like, one hand in.
Yeah.
And it's too heavy to just, like, lift up like
this.
Oh,
yes! I've seen that.
It's like this 20-minute video, and, like, this one guy from the show comes to film the thing, but, like, all these other people that are in the museum are trying to help together, and they're all there for, like, hours at a time trying to do this thing. They do it, they celebrate, there's tears. It's, like, one of the best things I've ever seen.
Like, if you get it out through the hole... You don't get the bar of gold because it's worth, like, I don't know, $400,000 in gold or something like that. But you win $20,000 for doing it. And only, like, 3 people have ever done it.
It's like 20,000 yen, but, yeah. It's pretty cool. And just seeing, like, a bunch of, like, old people doing it and, like, trying to use their wisdom.
Like, 20,000 yen isn't very much.
What was the name of the video that you just had?
We had another
video. The one I had?
The one that we just watched?
MXC, Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Okay, so look that up for people that can't see what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Because it's funny. Because this is on a podcast, too, if people are listening.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, yeah. There was another video that someone was going to look at.
I have Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, please.
What's this calling?
This is Plazanet Earth with Snoop Dogg, Iguana versus Snakes.
Oh, right, yeah.
This is Jimmy Kimmel, I think, is who this is.
Audio.
Oops,
I muted it.
What have you done?
He muted it.
I told you what I did.
Highest entertainer, Snoop Dogg. We teamed up with our friend Snoop for what has become one of the most beloved nature programs on this or any planet. And with that said, it's time for a special all-reptile edition of Plazanet Earth.
Please, Annie.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg. Let's watch some more animals. Oh, there we go. Little cute little lizard. What the hell is going on? Snakes are straight assholes. You can tell the way they're plotting right now. See how they got their necks up? That means they're coming to get you. The lizard don't even see what's happening. But you understand me? One thing about a lizard, I think he a Geico.
A Geico.
He's a Geico. He got a 15% chance of making it up out of here. He peep game right now. He's seen it. You watch. Oh, get out of there, man. Go. You see the feet on me? Oh, they coming from everywhere, Curtis.
Shit, man. Look at all.
Yeah.
This footage is amazing.
He's running so fast. He's coming from all angles. His front feet aren't even touching.
He dips and dashes.
Oh, shit.
He jumps into the arms of a big snake. Twist his own, but they twisting they self. Find a loophole.
He's
jumping. He's very well trained in escape tactics, as you can see.
Oh, ooh, damn.
Oh.
Good move. I like that.
Oh, girl. Oh.
Jump.
Run.
I'm up on the top of the mountain. Remind me of my homeboys when they're running from the police. Get away, baby.
I could watch a whole show.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that so much.
That is fantastic. Does he got more of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've seen the Planet Earth episode of that.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I think he does like a whole.
The footage is amazing, but I've never seen the Snoop Dogg doing it.
And that footage actually was pretty cool.
That footage was amazing.
You know what was fun? When they took that kind of footage and Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
And they'd have, like, you know, the person.
Oh.
Whose Line Is One of Those
on
Things.
On the scene kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Whose Line Is One of Those Things where every once in a while I remember it exists. And I was like, well, I'll just watch that all night. And then, I just watch clips all night. Like, there's only specific topics that I will take up my entire night. And Whose Line Is One of them. Like, I can quote shit from that.
Yeah.
I can quote shit from the British one because I ran out of the American one.
Me and my brother, man, we watched it all day. It had Colin and Colin Ryan were there, but they had to sit in the middle.
Yep.
They were new ones then. And then they had the fat guy from Office Space that dies. Right?
Yep.
The fat guy that was Friar Tuck
in Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Kevin Costner. He was also in Brotherly Love, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. And then they had a couple other revolving
guests. Yeah, he was also in Richie Rich.
Yeah, because
he was a scientist.
Because that one guy was like, the fat man.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Whose Line Is One of my all-time favorite shows of all time.
I love that show.
Chips, corn chips.
When Aaron and I were kids, we did some Whose Line.
Yeah, I remember that.
We had a competition
around. It was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was the worst. I might still have that footage.
My junior year, we had an improv contest, and our team was so successful. They made new rules to split us up into two teams.
Yeah.
Like, really? They're like, you have to have, like, you can't have more than one, like, you know.
There's a maximum amount of weight for each team.
No. It was like, you have to have at least two girls on a team, I think, or something like that.
Okay. Because
we were five guys, you know? And we still won.
Like the burger place.
How'd you win? It was different. It was...
They weren't.
Yeah, but that means.
It was me, Zach, and Reese.
Yeah,
but you guys were split up.
That means the other guys lost.
It was me, Zach, Reese, Matt, and Bobby.
Yeah.
And then whenever they did that, we just took off Matt and Bobby because we knew that we were going to be better.
Yeah.
We were.
Oh.
What two girls did you pick up?
Bethany Martin and Kendall Haas.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. They did good.
What kind of improv was it? Like, what did you guys do?
All the games from Whose Line.
Yeah. Oh, is that okay? Yeah. Is that what everybody did?
Yeah, our teacher, Mr. Oh, man, he lived in Marietta. Mustache.
Von Kennel?
Von Kennel. That's who it was.
Von Kennel. I remember his teacher.
Mr. Von Kennel. He's the one that started it. And he's like, you guys are great, but all the other teams were not great. We guys put you up.
Well, I never got to go to those.
Yeah, everybody else devolved in this straight up like arguing with each other, you know?
Oh,
you're supposed to tell a story, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody would just like scream at each other. It's like, well, that's not really funny.
You know?
So they had to do that.
Well, I never got to go to those, but Eric, they did play. He was in drama, and they did plays. Like, after school, me and Matt Huckleberry would go. And they were pretty fun to watch. And I'd be in the audience, like, yelling stuff at you.
Yeah.
Eric! Wah, 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 wah! You'd be trying to laugh.
Yeah, I'd hear, like, Matt Huckleberry in the back being like, Eric! Come to mommy! I'm trying to sing.
I remember one time... Zach Brooker, he had to say a line and went, Zach, blah, blah, Zach.
Yeah, Zach was out there.
And he did it. He stopped.
He was the sheriff of Nottingham.
Yes.
And he fucking was there, and he's like saying a thing, and you go, Zachy, blah, 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 Zach, whatever you did.
And he stops and goes.
He goes. And then it's continued.
Yeah, it's so funny. I was such a troublemaker, man. Yeah.
That sounds like a fun one.
I love the drama class stuff.
Yeah,
seemed pretty cool. It's different than our stuff.
I mean, I was in plays and Bartlett and stuff, but drama I wasn't in until I think my senior year.
Yeah.
My junior year, I joined mock trial, which that's all improv. Like all you get is you have a statement of like what you have as far as like here's what we have to go off of, and if they get you off of that in any way, you just have to make it up.
Sure.
And just try to make sure like if we would be on the defense. You'd be witnesses for the defensive side, so like an expert witness trying to support the defensive side. So whenever they would go off book and stuff like that, we'd have to try to make sure we said stuff that supported the defensive side and not give, the prosecutors more ammo or anything. So it was fun. I remember doing that, and then we went. I think one year we went to state, and I remember I was a professor expert witness on like string theory and stuff. Hmm. And I remember going through and like researching string theory and going through all this stuff and waiting for someone to just open up string theory. And I was just going to rattle off all this stuff I knew. And then I remember talking to the prosecuting side later. Or maybe it was the defense side at this point. I can't remember. But I remember talking to the other side after we were done. And the attorney person was like, yeah, no, I figured you look like the person that would know all that kind of stuff about string theory. So I tried to go another direction.
Yeah, that's a good play on their part. So, you know, ask the question. Yeah. That you know the answer to.
Well, you look like a string theory
because
guy.
If I
did, what does that mean?
I don't know.
What I want to
well,
ask.
Well, at the time, I remember the other guy who was playing the same person I did. He went, he got a cane, and he had all this stuff. Oh so God. Like, he looked like he tried to make himself look like an old professor guy, and I tried to go another route. I forget exactly what I wore.
Like,
but
intelligent
if
man,
they would have asked me about string theory, and I couldn't have rattled anything off about it, it would have disproved me as an expert witness.
Right.
And then I
invalidated
yeah,
all the rest of your testimony.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I wouldn't be worth anything. So. You just had to be careful with what you knew and what you said.
One of the weirdest things I was ever involved with, like a team, was parliamentary procedure, which is the correct way you would run a meeting, like a session of Congress is parliamentary procedure. You have to bring on things, put them on the table, take them off the table. You have to do everything in a certain order, say a certain thing, get approval and stuff like that. And we would have to like do fake meetings to show that we knew all the steps and stuff, and then you get judged.
Yeah.
It was really weird. Hmm. But I knew I'd do it.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It was an FFA.
Has anyone here been on jury duty?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I never have.
I was in jury duty. I was the foreman. I was like 22.
You're like, guilty!
I was the one who said, we find you guilty. Like, when that guy looks and thinks of why he's in the cell, which he probably still is, because he got...
Better hope.
He got 9 years, I think.
Jeez. Yeah.
He might be out by now. I'm not sure.
Good behavior, depending on.
He's probably
going
to be coming looking for me because like, that fucking
probably
watch fat
podcast
ass
right now.
He probably is like, carving like a wooden figure of me, and then he's going to stab me. But anyway, yeah. I mean,
a lot of wood.
Yeah, these. It was at the Duke, over on Pike
John
Street,
Wayne
on Pike Street.
Oh yeah,
right. These guys
Duke and Dutchess Station.
These guys, these guys lived near there, like back where like the high school is, like across the street from there. These guys, they broke into their neighbor's house, and his neighbor was like an 80-year-old man, and they beat the shit out of him, and they stole his money.
Oh, damn.
They lived right beside him. He was old, really old. It was really
They lived
sad.
Right beside him?
These guys were
idiots.
Hilariously stupid. It was winter. What they did was they left their,
yeah.
they
no,
left their house.
It was not snowy, was it?
They left their
oh
house.
Oh, my God.
And what ended up happening is the cops, like, they got a call. This guy, he was almost killed. You know, they
Jesus.
Beat him so bad. They were holding him down and killing him, like, pretty much. Someone called, like, you know, this guy didn't show up to, like, any of his family stuff for a few days. He was, like, for a few days he was in there, you know? Mm. Anyway, so the cops were like, okay, well, let's go around to local businesses, see if anybody's heard anything, you know? And they're like, well, yeah, it's probably those two guys that live right beside him. You know, they're always stealing shit from everybody, you know? So they go and they find these guys. Eventually what happens is they go to the Duke. The Duke has security cameras. These guys fucking coming in and buying a bunch of shit, stealing it, putting it in their pockets. You know, they would steal a lot and then buy a little, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's
they
how
left.
You lower suspicion.
It was snowing. They just followed their footprints right to the guy's window, looking in the window. Yeah, I mean, they had the fucker's shoes showing exactly the footprints and stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the guy tried, like, the I don't know. This guy was just a... It was only one of the guys that I was.
So
on the trial.
You were on one of the trials. The other
yeah,
guy.
Like it was really gross, and yeah. you could tell he was just a dick, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's so stupid. Like they didn't even try to hide anything, you know. They just walked up. They went and got fucking food.
It was
stole
like
food. Were eating it. Like they were finding bags and litter and shit as they were going back, you know.
Jeez.
It's like
they
it was
found
like,
the shit they bought as they're like outside the house.
It's like
know?
A spontaneous crime. Like, let's go beat this guy's ass, take his money.
Yeah.
Like what?
And it wasn't much. It was like $60 out of his wallet.
Did they spend too much at the Duke Station?
I beat them down, take their money.
Uh-huh.
Like a Walmart.
And now, yeah. and now you're
some
allowed.
Some guy at Walmart, like me and my buddy.
Could you imagine someone bust in, trying to beat your ass, take your money. You just beat the fuck out of them, take their money, put it in your wallet, and then call the police. They get arrested.
Yeah. That's how I got my Xbox 360. When I was at Walmart, me and Jared, we were just kind of stupid. We'd go out there and pour our pants and underwear down our ankle. We're like 20. So, like, you know, we're just standing at the urinal, like a little kid.
In the bathroom, yes.
Yeah. And it's warm.
Like, we're at Walmart. I was like, wait, where? In the bathroom.
Yeah.
Did you say bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't think he did
because I thought they were just standing by the Xboxes.
I said I went up to the urinal.
Well, yes, but you said we were in a Walmart and we put our pants down around our ankles.
Up to the urinal.
And then you said urinal. Yeah, so I'm just saying that like you need to specify that you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, in the urinal. I'm walking towards the urinal. Okay. Pull my pants on and we're down.
Sure.
And this little white, like, skinhead looking dude.
Yeah.
Tattoos on his forehead. I mean, like, all over the place. He gets up at me. He says some derogatory stuff, whispering in my ear. I say, excuse me? Which I imagine I'm kind of in the wrong too. I'm looking really ridiculous, but he was like 40 and I'm like 20, okay. And then I look behind me. I look behind and I see Cody pick up his orange cone. It says like
wet floor.
Yeah, he picks up, hits him back in the head, and the guy falls down. And then madness ensues, and we leave him there. Take his wallet. I buy my Xbox 360, and I don't come back to Walmart for a year.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's so many turns.
Well, I left out some violence. But, yeah, I mean, he went up to me, and he, like, gets up behind me, like, touching my ass. He's like, hey, man. And, like, he's just, I'm like, hey, man, back off. He's like, well, what are you doing with your pants on over down here, man? And I'm like, being an idiot. You know, it's just,
this guy probably thought, like, you know, I can't find men. I'm gay.
Well, no, he was like,
this guy
he was
has
to
be gay. Look at him.
He was trying to screw with me. Like, he wasn't like,
so I'm, I know,
he
I
was just you. Like trying to like intimidate me.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and at the, it's weird. All the things I wish I would have done. I wish I would have, I don't know. Like, before my buddy hit him back in the head with an orange cone and he fell down, he fell down shaking. I wish I would have, I don't know, stood up for myself better. You know, I'll never forget that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm glad we did what we did then.
Yeah. I like someone's.
That guy later.
I never got to that ring of death.
That that guy later became a cop.
No, he was like
watching this right now.
He was like 40. He's like
your friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He became a cop.
Yeah, he became a police officer.
Everyone in our group became cops. Yeah. Or a pastor.
Yep.
In a reality TV show.
Jeez.
Star for 3 years. Yeah.
If someone mentioned it, it would be a fun idea. Not a fun idea. It's just funny. If like we go to Arby's, we take you to Arby's, and that guy that you pled guilty to is working there as a cashier at that Arby's. He's like, yeah,
he just poisons you,
he stabs you, and chokes you. That's why you die at Arby's. Someone's like, he works at Arby's now. I'm like, oh my god, we give up to Columbus.
I can't shake, like, there was one because the old guy was there, you know, like at the trial.
Yeah.
And like the lawyer was really trying to, like, you know,
how sad
make you feel how sad it was, but and he was like, what were you thinking when you were laying there and you couldn't get up? And he's like, no one could feed my kitties. No one could feed my kitties. And the old lady beside me is like crying and stuff. And I'm like so sad. Jeez. I'm like, I hope someone fed his kitties, man. And it was so sad.
And Aaron's just like, dirty laughing.
Send this fucker to jail.
Yeah.
Aaron's just busting the gut.
In the back, you just hear that really hot. Oh, man.
What the fuck was that?
Who has
T on? You have to be in the back row and sound like you're crying.
Oh, man.
All right, we better end this so we can go do some reactions.
Yeah, we got some more work stuff to do, guys.
I'm going
to
read out some shout-outs. We have some redemptions, as you might imagine. There are a number of slaps today, dear God.
Slaps.
So many slaps. All right, but before we get to that, Ravenous has subscribed for 7 months.
Ravenous, thank you.
Ravenous.
I'm going to think it's pronounced Suki has resubscribed for 14 months.
Thank you, Suki.
Whoa.
Really?
You got that wrong.
That's a lot of months. Okay. Thank you.
Crimson 5106, 10 bits. Hey guys, how are you doing today? I want to say thanks for getting me hyped on Clone Wars. I started watching it on Netflix, and I love it. I'm on episode 3.
Woo! Just on three, it gets better.
Excellent.
First season's worst.
I like that. Damn it, Aaron said if Aaron was in the jury instead of Eric, that guy would be free.
Why would he?
Because cats.
Because the kitties, I guess.
Yeah.
My kitties, like, fuck it. This guy's fine.
It would be.
I wouldn't be like that.
No, it would be a hung jury until they force you to reach a verdict.
It wouldn't be that hung.
I mean, it would have been pretty hung.
No.
A little hung.
Tubular.
What else do we have, Rick?
Well, we have Agent J for 14 months at Tier 3.
Oh, dang, Agent J. Thank you so much.
Dude. Appreciate you.
And thank you for the pizza as well.
Siuki. Thank you. Both of you. Atoy Was and Agent J.
Is that not Siuki?
Is it Siuki?
There's an I there.
Yeah. I think it's Suki.
It looks like it's Suki.
I think it's just Suki, though.
Yeah. It's like trying to say it really confidently.
Top screen 100 bits.
Yes.
Thank you, top screen.
Thank you.
Biggest dickest 13 months. Hope you guys have a fantastic WaveCon. Love you.
Wish you come.
Alex Italian 200 bits for fat shirt.
Fat shirt.
200 bits for fat shirt.
Fox has resubscribed for 10 months.
Fat shirt for the win.
Thank you, Fox.
Star Killer 4 months. Love you guys.
I love your bass.
Broke Hyman. 11 months. Take my money.
Thank you.
That's why he's broke.
Bojangles with an interesting number. 1778 bits.
Oh. Damn.
Great show, guys. Hope you all have fun at WaveCon. Alvik, 14 months. The Frenzy for 13 months.
Wow.
Eggsy.
Eggsy.
100 bits. I finally finished the 3 slices of my pizza in a stream. Hooray.
Yes. Good job.
Phantom Outcast, 100 bits. Great stream, guys. You always have very interesting stories.
Thank you.
Oh, well, thanks.
Thank you.
Alex Italian, 400 bits.
Whoa. Thank you.
And finally, Pro Reviews, 10 bits. Good stream. Have you guys seen the trailer for Disenchantment?
No.
If yes, interested.
I have not.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
No, don't know.
Do not know. And I haven't seen the trailer for Venom. I've been told by people that it's spoilery, so I may personally bow out of that one if anyone else ever reacts to it.
Oh, the Venom trailer?
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch it either.
Bow.
Okay, we have some slaps.
Ugh.
Ugh. So this one, it says slap from Edwin B. It just says Aaron Calvin.
Aaron.
Slap. Ah! Aaron to Calvin or Aaron from Calvin?
Yes.
It doesn't say, but I'm going to go and redeem that.
He got slapped, though.
Huh?
He got slapped, though.
He did. We're done. Didn't care that one.
The Scottish Michael, Rick, slap Aaron.
Damn it.
I miss one podcast and no one slaps the baldy. Really? Rick, make it right.
What baldy? I don't see any baldy. Slap the baldy. No! Stop!
High.
It was high.
Let's see here. There's one from 21 hours ago, so I'm going to refund that.
This guy's like, I don't think I'm going to make the podcast tomorrow, so I better put this in now.
Hicks NBA just says Aaron.
Oh my god!
Dude, that was hard, man.
That was real hard. I thought you were gonna turn away, so I followed through.
Oh my god.
Well, he gets a chance to redeem himself because Plutonic has Calvin to Aaron.
Huh? Calvin to Aaron?
Yeah, he has a chance to redeem himself.
Oh, he's gotta slap him again.
Can Calvin slap him again?
Yes. From Plutonic.
What are you doing? What is this? What's going on? Ah, there's a ring!
There's two. Like this?
Oh no.
Give me the ring.
Okay.
Oh my god, what are you doing?
I slapped fast.
This is ridiculous. We gotta end this bit, man. We gotta slap each other at the end of the podcast,
Jane,
man.
Slap Aaron for blowing us during Pookie Monday.
What?
I didn't.
For doing what?
For blowing us.
Blowing
during
you.
Pookie Monday.
How'd I blow you?
I don't know what that means.
What are you talking about? Okay. This is some
Did you blow on the mic or something?
Oh.
No.
Oh. What?
Slap your jaw.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, don't lick it.
I didn't lick it.
Oh, God.
Every fucking time.
These are so hard.
I'm sorry.
I did not hit you that hard.
That was a sting.
That was a whiplash.
Yeah, that hurts. That was a whiplash on my face. No, thank you.
This hurts.
I'm so glad you didn't do this or that.
Next time.
From Eric to Rick for not having seen The Legend of Korra.
Oh. Well, that doesn't deserve a slap. That's a reward for later in his life.
Eric to Rick?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I haven't seen it.
So close to the mic.
Oh.
That's just a punch with your open hand.
Boom!
It's like you just palm healed him.
You hit so much harder.
And the last one, Brendan, Eric to Calvin. Get to WaveCon already.
Eric to Calvin?
Yep.
What's WaveCon?
Get lower.
I think I have it.
All right, guys.
You hit Aaron. I was for Aaron.
I think you cut my lip, actually.
What? How did I cut your lip?
You pushed me so hard.
Well, look at his teeth. They're all in different directions. I'm just kidding.
Thanks so much, guys, for joining us.
Your teeth are actually straight.
Got a podcast.
For the Blind Wave podcast.
A stream.
Be sure to catch it next week
Pokemon
live.
Pokemon is happening still.
Go to WaveCon.
So, Pokemon Day will be at WaveCon. You might see people and viewers and stuff.
Thursday, twitch.tv/blindwave, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you guys.
No stream tomorrow.
They won't see you. They won't see
next time, yeah, redeem a slap from me to Shane.
No. Come on.
What's WaveCon? I don't remember anything.
I've lost my mouth.
No. Wait, are we still live? Guys. We still live? Okay. So there's no stream tomorrow. There's going to be a stream on Monday because it's Poke Monday.
Yeah.
We're still going to do that. It's going to be live from WaveCon. I don't think there's going to be a Tuesday morning stream. I don't know about anything Wednesday either. Thursday, there will not be a podcast next week.
Yeah.
And probably this Friday, next Friday, there probably won't be a stream either. So
yeah,
there's going to be like a week of no streams except for Pokemon Day for sure. There you go. Bye.
Bye. Bye.